entitled Nitzavim, page 106. It says in the Pasuk, Tikva b'chodesh Shefa, should blow when the moon, new moon comes on the Shefa, b'kesliyim chageinu, when it's concealed for the day of the Chag. Kichek liyisrael hu mishpat alokei Yaakov. It's a chek, it's a statute for the Yidden, a judgment for the law for the God of Yaakov. So he says, Hinei kol achadoshim nikroi chodshi hashana. All the years, all the months of the year are called chodshi hashana, the months of the year. Masha'en kin tishrei nikroi chodesh tam. This pasuk says, tiku b'chodesh shefar. It doesn't say which month. So Tisha is called plain Chodesh. The Gemara learns out, by the way, how do we know it means Rosh Hashanah? Bakesa means when it's hidden. Which Yom Tov is the moon's still hidden? Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of the month. There's no moon yet. So there, but Lepel, the Torah calls Tisha Stam Chodesh. And he says, Nika Stam Chodesh Kloli L'Klos Ha'elimus. This is the general chiddush. Chiddush means chiddush, new. For all of the world, meyayin let yesh. Efi shebei Rosh Hashanah, shebechinas rei, shumeichem kol hashanah. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is, and this month, and reish, like we learned by the class, is not chila, beginning, but it's reish, the head, including in it everything else. Vihinei, bechinas elam shana nefesh shavah. It says everything is really three things. And in fact, when it says Har Sinai Ashan Kulay, by Matan Torah, was full of smoke. So it says in the Kabbalah, the word Ashan stands for Olam Shana Nefesh. Olam means world, which means place. Shana is year, meaning time. And Nefesh refers to the person. Everything is time, place, and the person. Just like a person has in the nefesh, the head of the nefesh, where the general, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that the general life of the neshama comes into the head, and from the head it goes to the entire body. And then from the head, it comes individually into each of the limbs. L'chol eva l'fi mazgil t'chunasi, based on its makeup, based on what it is. So just like it is in nefesh, kachu ba'olam v'shana. In other words, like this, there's olam, shana, and nefesh. Everything that each one has, the other ones have. So therefore, just like in nefesh, there's a concept of the head of the nefesh, which is in the head. And from the head, it goes out. The same thing, there's a level of head in Olam and Shana. Why? He says like this. Olam b'chinas mokim. Olam means place. Shana b'chinas man. And Shana means time. Shebet Rosh Hashanah gilui klolas achayis. Rosh Hashanah, just like the head, is the revelation of the general life. And from there it spreads out to the rest of the body. The life of the year comes in Rosh Hashanah. And from Rosh Hashanah, it spreads out for the entire year. Is the revelation. Every month is called Chodesh. Yeah? Chodesh means Chidush, new. Okay? So every month comes down in the detailed of. Let me explain like this. In Rosh Hashanah, and the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the general month of the year, so then it comes down the highest for the whole year.
Rosh Hashanah is not general month, it's a special month.
Therefore, that's what I mean, it's general, that includes within it the entire year, in a general way. Just like the head is the nerve center for the entire body, and then it goes into each detailed limb, the same day on Rosh Hashanah comes down the general highest for the year, and then every Rosh Chodesh, it comes down to details, life for that particular month of the year. So he says, "Uber Rosh Hashanah is chachis klol chayis klolil lechol hashana." Okay, skip 5 lines of the parentheses. Uvachol shanim is chadish chayis kloli achet. And every month, as Altarebik, I mean every year on Rosh Hashanah, comes down a different general life than it was the year before. Every, the Altarebbe explained in Tanya, the Altarebbe says like this. It says about Eretz Yisrael, Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, about Eretz Yisrael, it says, the eyes of God are constantly on the land of Israel, Mereishis Hashana, Bad Achir Hashana, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Now, what does that mean in simple English? If you say it's there from beginning of the year to the end of the year, and then it starts again, so obviously it means God is constantly supervising Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, why doesn't it just say Lo'elam Void? Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Lo'elam Void. Why does it say from the beginning of the year to the end of the year? Obviously, right away begins a new year. So the Altarebbe explains, first of all, the Medrash says, the word Reishis over there is spelled without an aleph. You read it Reishis, but it's spelled without an aleph. No, because Reishis without an aleph is the letters Tishrei. Mereishis Hashanah V'Arach Rishonah means from Tishrei. So the Altarebbe asked, why doesn't it just say Lo'elam Void? So the Altarebbe explains that on Rosh Hashanah, every Rosh Hashanah, comes down a new life from Hashem that never existed before. And therefore it doesn't say forever, because then it would mean the same life is there forever. Mereishis Hashanah V'Arach, and by the way, the Rebbe adds many times, that every Yom Tov, Chanukah, there's a new revelation, Sukkah, not only Rosh Hashanah, every year, so therefore, the Altarebbe is saying over here, and Rosh Hashanah, every year, comes down a new life force, a cloud, a general one, that's different from the year before. Every Rosh Hashanah comes down a different chayis. V'chidish zem, what is the chiddush that comes down in Rosh Hashanah? Liyizgilu malchusi yizbarich. There should be the revelation of Hashem's sovereignty in the level of mamalik kol almin afilu be'elim esoyenim. Meaning, not only do we proclaim God down here, but in all the worlds, there's a revelation of malchus of Hashem. Achine gilu zeh toli b'maisa tachteinu. This revelation of Elokus that comes down in Rosh Hashanah, which is the general life for the entire year. Who makes that happen? Tiku b'chay de shayfar, by the Jew blowing shayfar, they bring down this chayis. Like we said in the class Wednesday night, that every Rosh Hashanah we have to make God king again, and that's accomplished through shayfar and through musaf and so on. And that's what it says, that the Yidden have to blow b'chedesh on Rosh Hashanah the level of Shefer. Okay? So he says, ubirin in Shefer. To understand what is this level of Shefer, begam inyan aser simei tshuva. And also to understand what the 10 days of repentance. Shamer azal posse, dishu Hashem b'imotzi. Seek out God when He's close, and the Gemara said, the Medrash says, Eila says Yemei Tshuva. So he says, the Altarebbe asks, Lama Hayamim Ha'elo and Dafki Yemei Tshuva. Why are the 10 days of repentance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Why are they days of repentance? What's wrong with the whole year? The pasuk says, seek out God when He's close, and the Gemara says, when does that mean? In the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's more opportune time to do tshuva. So he says, why? Why? Every whole year should be good. What's special about these days? So he says, Hinei, Malchus, Chamalchus, Kol Olamim Ksiv. It says, Hashem's Malchus is the Malchus of all worlds. Pirish, Olamim, Lashon Helem. It's an expression of concealment. Shekoid, Misala, Seilis. Before Hashem created the world, Hayahu Ushmei Bolvad was only Hashem. There was no other existence in the world before Hashem created the world. The only thing that existed is Hashem. Right? Einei Bolvad. V'chadei sheyisava elamis miayin liyesh. And therefore, if Hashem was the only, what?
This revelation of Hashem that comes in everybody's lifetime or forever new?
What do you mean, which revelation? Every Rosh Hashanah comes out a new one. In you and me and him and her.
The Lord or per,
both.
Per life?
Both.
So the revelation my grandfather saw is the revelation that I will see?
No, you're going to see more because every year comes down a new one that didn't exist before.
You get the upgraded version.
Yeah. Every year.
And then we blow the shofar.
That's what it makes it happen.
Okay. We are making it. Is it a new revelation or the whole thing again?
No, new revelation.
The new revelation, the waking of the new revelation?
And Rosh Hashanah, when we blow shofar.
New revelation. What about the whole thing? Like, old revelation?
The old? This What's is a higher, name? What do you need an older one for?
You, don't
you have a higher, better one, what do you need the older one for?
So if you're waking up chesed, that's my point. If you are focused on the chesedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu revelation.
So it's a deeper chesed than it was a year before.
But the Gevura still comes or it doesn't
come? Oh, Gevura is Kedusha. Gevura in Natsilis is Kedusha. Yitzchak is the level of Gevura, Yitzchak Avinu. That's the level of Kedusha.
So even though there is the idea of being the Sadeiros,
even though, on the contrary, because there is Yuridus Hadeiros, so the darker it is, the greater light you need. When the Rebbe came out, the girls should start lighting Shabbos candles. What did the Rebbe say? Years ago, they didn't need it. Now, because years ago, the home was lichtig, well, it was light, the streets were light, there was kedusha. Now, so they didn't need the, even then they did bench lift. But I'm saying, the Rebbe said, nowadays when it's dark, you for sure need. Somebody, a girl once said to the Rebbe, it wasn't our minhag to light Shabbos, a girl, a teenager was, but she wasn't married. So the Rebbe asked her about benching lift. She said to the Rebbe, it's a printed answer in the Kutas Hichas. So she said to the Rebbe, it's not my minhag, I'm not my minhag of my grandparents. So the Rebbe said, was your grandparents' minhag also to read the newspaper and put on makeup? That's what the Rebbe said to her. It's printed. The Rebbe said, it was your grandmother's, the old gen, to read the newspaper and put on makeup? What tax that shining? They didn't do those things, but you do it. So they did this, you can do it also.
So in that way, there was more revelation back then because
the world were holier. Remember we learned in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say Baruch Shem Fred Malchus Shalom, in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. They were able to go straight from Shema to V'Ohavta. Nowadays we need the in-between the levels. The world is darker, but therefore there's more light. So it's equally balanced. Like we said, you can have the Chassidic approach and the non-Chassidic approach. One second. You can have a Chassidic approach and non-Chassidic approach to life. The non-Chassidic approach is every year that goes by, it's a year further away from Matan Torah. So therefore, let's get depressed. And by Chassidim, the attitude is, it's 1 year closer to Mashiach, so let's get happy.
So what does it mean?
No, one second. In other words, both are true. It's a year further from Matan Torah, and it's a year closer to Mashiach. The question is, what is the, what do you... accentuating, what are you emphasizing? So yeah, the world is darker, but because of that, there's more light. What did you want?
What is it that the world is darker, that's why we need more light. That's why there's more light.
There's more evil prevailing in the world today than it was years ago. So therefore, you need more Kedusha to be brought into the world.
If there's more Kedusha, could there be more evil?
Because, as I'm saying, it's because there's more darkness. You need to bring more light. Therefore, we need to do the light. But if you don't bring in the light, then the darkness is very strong.
But we're saying every person is more light than there never was. So there's
correct.
More,
but if the light is there, light only works if I open my eyes and receive the light. If there's a greater revelation and you lock the shutters and the doors and the windows and you close your eyes... There's more sunshine outside. but you ain't getting nothing. Because you're not a vessel for it. Yes, there's more light, but we need, that's what he says, you have to blow the shofar. So therefore, like this, before Hashem created the world, the only thing that existed was Elokus. And now you have to create Yesh Miayin. Now you have to create a world. It says, therefore, in order to create a world which doesn't feel godliness, meaning somehow you got to hide the godliness, because if the godliness is revealed, then world is bottled. So you have to create the world in a way that godliness is revealed, and yet it's not. You have to conceal and limit the revelation of Elokus, that it should be the gilui of Malchus, because from the level of Malchus, is what gives existence to the whole world. What do we say in Ashrei? Malchus chom, from the level of your Malchus comes Malchus kol elamim. All the worlds exist from Hashem's speech. Bereishit barakim shemayim va'aretz, not only physical heaven and earth. Shemayim refers to all the spiritual realms. Aretz refers to all the physical realms. Every one of the revelations of godliness were created by speech of Hashem Malchus. So now let's see. So what's Gal Treb is saying over here, and he's on to like Shaykh of Amun in a nutshell. Gal Treb is explaining there's an infinite revelation of Hashem. In order to create finite limitations, you need to limit the odd. Right? Therefore Hashem hid himself in Malchus, and therefore the world will be able to be created. Now, the Alter Rebbe is saying, it doesn't mean that God doesn't exist the same way higher and lower. The symptom is only as far as we are concerned, we don't see it. But as far as Hashem is concerned, there is no difference. Right? If I hide behind the curtain, I am not hidden from myself. I am hidden from you. But the Alter Rebbe and Shaykh of Amuna says, the curtain is also Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim. Elokim, the concealment, is really Hashem. So there is no concealment. It's only Hashem made it in a way that we don't see it, but it's actually there in its entirety. Like you see many times, the one-liner, Simpson means God is where he isn't. You'll get older, you'll understand it. God is where he isn't. We cannot be where we isn't. Correct? We can be where we're not. Hashem is not, but that's a limitation. Not to be where we're not is a limitation. You are limited that you can only be where you are, not where you not are. Right? Where you aren't. Hashem is unlimited, unlimited, limited. So Hashem could be even where he's not. And that's what the whole concept of Tzimtzum. Hashem is in Olam Hazeh, in this world, which is full of corruption and darkness and everything else under the sun. Hashem is here the same exact way he is Lifnei Tzimtzum. But we don't see it. The Rebbes that see it, by them, Elokus is Bepshitas. It says, it's explained, the Rebbe says in Maim and Topshin Tazvav, that by us, Elokus is Bepshitas and Elokus is Behischachus. Meaning, Pshitas means, of course, it's definite. By us, world is obvious. God, we got to think about. Just looking at the world, you don't see God. You got to meditate. Everything comes from Hashem. By a Rebbe, Elokus is bepshitas. Elokus exists for sure. That's obvious. They have to meditate to realize that there is a world. Don't even go there because You ain't gonna get it.
But what is it obvious? Why do you have to meditate over obvious?
The Elokus is obvious?
No, you're saying by us.
By us, yeah. World is obvious, and God we gotta meditate about.
Okay.
And by a Rebbe, God is obvious in the world you gotta meditate about.
But this is what I'm saying, by
One second. World doesn't look real to you? You're going to bang into a wall and say, excuse me, I understand. That's from a Hasidic perspective of what after the his bainness in the Lukus. But ask any person, does this chair exist? Let me ask you a question. A man comes over to a woman in front of two witnesses and says, Harei at mekudesh, you are consecrated to me with this ring on the condition that this chair is real.
This chair is in a three dimensions, not in the fifth or sixth or fourth.
I'm asking you a question. If a man comes to a woman and says, you are consecrated to me with this ring on the condition the chair is real, is it a valid condition?
Yes.
If she commits adultery, does she get killed?
Yes.
Okay. But the chair is not real. From Hashem's perspective, the world is not real.
He created reality.
Yeah, but from Hashem's perspective, it's lemaile yesh lemata ayin. As far as Hashem is concerned, this chair is only Elokus. About 50 years ago, I was a Mekish Lichus in Denver, and over there was, at that time, was in the 60s, you know, where the, so it was the headquarters of the Guru Maharaji, the big Guru Maharaji, then, and their philosophy was everything's God. And somebody told us a lot of Jewish, I went with my friend, American Shlichus, to Denver. So somebody told us a lot of Jewish kids there. So we went. We put on tefillin, a lot of Yiddish kids there. All in this Guru Maharaj. But they're into philosophy. So they were saying that the chair is God, the table is God, this is God, the floor is God, everything's God. So we learned Chassidus, and they didn't, obviously. So they're saying, if the chair is God and the table is God, what's the difference? Why is this a table and why is this a chair? If they're both God, why is this a table? Why is this a chair?
God is everything. Of course, it can be anything.
But if God is God, then the chair is God and the table is God. Why is this a chair and this a table?
Because God can be anything he wants.
They didn't know the answer to the question. They didn't learn Chassidus. Of course, they're both God. But this is the way God reveals himself in the chair and the way God reveals himself in the table. But they didn't understand, everything's God, you know. But the truth is, the Mittel Rebbe once asked the Alter Rebbe, what did you daven? The Alter Rebbe asked the Mittel Rebbe, what concept did you daven with on Rosh Hashanah? So he said whatever he said. So then he turns to his father, the Mittel Rebbe says, and what did you daven with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? He said, I daven with the Shtender. No, what do you mean? Not because he held this. The Alter Rebbe daven with the concept that the Shtender is a Lukus. When the Alter Rebbe said, the Alter Rebbe didn't make up stories. The Alter Rebbe said, when I see a beam, I don't see a beam. I see the godly power that's in the beam. That's what he said. Now, me and you see a beam. We don't see no godly power in the beam. You don't even see the beam. You bang into it. It depends if you slept 4 hours Shabbos afternoon or you only slept 3.5. It depends how tired you are.
Besides the two proofs that we know.
How many proofs it is?
Besides those two, does the world exist or it doesn't?
It does. From our perspective. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here. The concept of Tzimtzum is only fair as far as we're concerned. Meaning, as far as we are realistically, according to Torah, Emes, the way we, from our perspective, world is yesh mi'ayin for real. From our perspective, from the Elohim perspective, Bereishis bara Elohim. From the Yudke Vavke perspective, there is no world. There is Hashem's perspective. There is our perspective.
Yes.
Okay. And they're both real. Is this table big or small?
Relative.
From the perspective of the city, it's big. It's tiny. Yeah? For the ant that's crawling on the table is big. So now, is the table big or small? So the answer is, from the city's perspective, it's small. From the ant's perspective, it's big. Both are true.
Okay, but that's in three dimensions.
I don't know what three dimensions, four dimensions. I'm talking the Chinese.
Yeah.
It's all illusion, guys.
Let me just to give you a feeling. Just to give you a feeling.